Yeah, Gravity, 13th May 2009. So let me just get on to the links page. I keep notes in a program called Things, which is a Mac application which you can sync to your iPhone, which is fabulous. If you're looking at some kind of project note taking tool, you should really check out Things. The only thing that it doesn't have is the ability to share those with other teammates. If it did, then I could totally scrap Basecamp, which I think I probably should do anyway, because I don't use Basecamp so much these days. So the first link is came through Twitter. They added me on Twitter a couple of days ago, direct API, and the timing of it couldn't have been better, really, to be honest. I do have a few concerns about directapi.com, however, is that they don't even have a title for the page, and the page looks like it's just been thrown together. I do like the idea of where they're coming from, though. You can publish your API to them, and you can do all your management through them. So you can set usage quotas, you can manage developer accounts, and those two things alone are useful for us, that we can set usage quota and manage the developer accounts. Because being very, very small and being very bootstrapped and not having a lot of cash and doing this in the cloud and having to pay our own way, we don't want to suddenly open up stuff into Responder and having lots of people mashing it up or using the data in their systems, because we just don't know how much load that's going to be. And going from experience of massive sites like Twitter, obviously it can be a full-time job, and we've just only been a couple of us, it's a very difficult thing to look after. So we want to build the API purely because we've got it to use it for ourselves to start with, but then we also want to be able to manage it later on. So it's a cool little site. There's a lot of great companies that do API management, massive ones, but they normally come with big prices as well. I like the idea of bootstrapped, open source. This get on and do it community feel is the area that I like the most. Obviously, there is a money aspect that comes into it later on, but I think it's more about ideas and niches that you get into that you can sort of grow organically yourself, have more of a karma value for me. And I think something that gets picked up and ran with on the internet these days, or that goes viral based on a number of factors, not just the fact that you can build a web app that does something. It's the whole package, the team members, the people's attitudes, the eco footprint of it, that it touches all of those different levels, and the companies in the future that can do as many of those will be the ones that win. Don't know where that came from. Okay, so another app that I've seen on the iPhone is an iPhone barcode scanner called Red Laser, which is a little program that uses the camera on the iPhone, and you can take a photo of a barcode and it goes off onto the internet and gets you results from internal searches like on Google, and I presume it can go to other places to do price checking. Very, very cool, and I can imagine that in the future you'll have this built into the firmware of your phones, and then there's a whole other ball game to talk about. Then there'll be conversations between marketing and distribution, and the whole thing is changed. We're actually now getting down to brass roots of how much things cost. And it's going to get in real time, so it's going to be an incredibly competitive space. Little bit of humour. I haven't seen this before. It's only had 150,000 views, which is confusing to me because it's a great video. It's Mac or PC rap music video. Dimitri gave me the heads up on this yesterday, and it's very, very cool. I've seen a few SEO rapping videos, but I've never seen a Mac versus PC one. I'll put the link in the show notes. Over on Mozilla Labs, they've released Personas, which I think is probably a reaction to the fact that people who use Windows and IE have these, I think, horrible backgrounds. But I also like the fact that they're thinking out of the box for the majority of users who want to personalize stuff. I think customization and custom solutions, if you look back in history for even car tuning, people want custom things or custom code or browsers to do things that look the way they want them to look. See you tomorrow.